First things first, the name has changed. What used to be known as the Central Tongass Landscape Level Analysis has been shortened down to the Central Tongass Project.
Easier for folks to say, easier to be written, that sort of thing. So we thought, let's shorten it up.
Carrie Case is the agency's project leader. Planners are looking at work that could happen on most of the 3.7 million acres on the Petersburg and Wrangell Ranger Districts. For the Central Tongass Project and a similar one on Prince of Wales Island, the Forest Service is taking a different approach to environmental analysis required under federal law.
Typically, when we do a project, we say, right here, just like this, this is how it's going to happen. And then if conditions are different on the ground, we're not always able to react to that. Or if there's something outside of what we've thought of, you know, we go back and we do NEPA again. With this, we're looking at a range of conditions that could be occurring for each of these activities so that when we get to implementation, we can consider how to best implement each of these different kinds of projects.
NEPA is the National Environmental Policy Act, which requires the agency to look at potential impacts from development on forest land. The planning is still in its early stages, and the proposal has been short on specifics so far, identifying only what kind of projects the agency hopes to pursue. In documents published in August, however, the Forest Service has provided some numbers and general locations for some of the work. For instance, the agency is proposing logging 150 million board feet of old-growth timber on the two ranger districts over 15 years, along with an additional 80 million board feet of young growth. Case explains the Forest Service will use comments from the public to develop other alternatives for environmental review.
So if they're seeing, you know, say 150 million board feet of timber harvest, if folks would like to see something different than that, that's something to comment on. And then we develop an alternative that could reflect that. So we look at issues that come up during public comments based on that information in the proposed action. So how many cabins we're proposing to decommission, to build, amount of trail, stream restoration opportunities. If folks are wanting to see something different, that's a great thing to comment on, and things that can't be resolved become issues, and then we develop an alternative to address that.
Also, part of the proposal is the possibility of relaxing so-called scenic integrity objectives for a number of areas. Case explains those are standards for how natural an area looks, the level of disturbance that could be seen there, and what's allowed for timber harvest. Near Petersburg, those areas are at Portage Bay, as well as near Falls Creek and on Three Lakes Loop Road, near Woodpecker Cove and Snake Ridge, as well as northern and eastern Zarembo Island. The aim would be to relax those standards so timber harvest could be done at a cheaper cost to timber companies. Petersburg District Ranger Dave Zimmerman explains.
We're looking at making this whole project economic. So we wouldn't approach that project-specific amendment unless we needed to make a project economical.
That change would require an amendment to the forest plan for the Tongass, specific to this project only. It could mean clear-cut logging in an area that normally wouldn't be designated for that, or a change in how visible the logging would be. The agency is also proposing construction of 24 miles of new permanent roads, 88 miles of temporary roads, and reconstruction of 63 miles of existing logging roads. New log transfer facilities are also planned on the two districts, and some specific locations are provided for those. However, for most of the work, specific locations are not yet proposed. The project may mean restoration work on over 60 miles of streams damaged by past logging, road building, or other development. Other work would fix or replace road culverts that are blocking fish passage, and planners are also looking at invasive plant removal. Other proposals are for construction of 6 new recreation cabins, 6 wildlife viewing platforms, and 10 dispersed campsites. There could also be 300 miles of new hiking trails, 60 miles of motorized trails, and 105 miles of winter trails built. At the same time, the Forest Service could look at decommissioning other cabins or converting cabins to shelters. Case explains the Forest Service is looking for public input on what's proposed, even though specifics are still scarce.
It's really hard because people are like, well, I want to know about this certain road that I'm, you know, I hunt on. It's where I access, you know, subsistence, berry picking, things like that. And my answer is we're going to get there. It's just we're doing things a little bit differently. So
a draft environmental impact statement for the Central Tongass Project is now expected out sometime in the spring. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.